Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sandra Brown, Vice Chancellor for Research here at UC San Diego, and along with Kit Pagliano, the Chair of the Academic Senate, I'd like to welcome you to the launch of our discussion of the UC San Diego Research Themes of the Future. The workshop today reflects your valuable contributions to the university's strategic planning process over the course of the last year. The research themes that emerge, there are four of them, and the one that we will be focusing on today is exploring the basis for human knowledge and creativity. I want to thank all of you who are here today and all of those who will be joining us at various points in the afternoon for your suggestions and your ideas. Clearly, this is an area of major interest for our campus. We had a wealth of ideas to explore today, and over 250 individuals registered just to launch this discussion today. And I think you'll see that based on the reviews of faculty and scientists who selected a very small portion, only 12 abstracts for today to present, that these presentations will reflect the breadth and the depth of expertise and research experience that we have here at UCSD to really help lead us into the future in this particular research domain. Today, we seek to understand the neurological and cultural bases of cognition, communication, and expression, to explore human experience through sciences, the arts, humanities, and the social sciences, to create new means of creative expression, more effective organizations, and to help create a framework for making more informed policy decisions. To help us begin this discussion, I'd like to introduce our Executive Vice Chancellor, Suresh Subramani.
Well, thank you, Sandy, and good afternoon to all of you. It's wonderful to see so many faculty, staff, and students here. At the end of all of this, after the four, we will have over 1,000 people who registered, so this is really remarkable in terms of the interest. So the themes themselves came from the faculty initially, from the unit-level plans, and over 100 faculty, including deans and chairs, had input into that process, and now really we're turning this back to you, the faculty and the students and staff, to help the implementation phase. So I'd like to say that this is what resonated through the unit level plans, and the fact that the 1,000 people have agreed to come and attend these is really a testament to the fact that this is really a faculty-driven process, and that's how we wanted to work. I just wanted in this process to also dispel a couple of myths that have rumors that we've tried to squash at this point in time, and that is that, you know, this is really how we build interdisciplinary collaborative teams, and if we didn't have the disciplinary expertise as part of our bedrock and foundation, we wouldn't be able to do this interdisciplinary bit. So very much so, as we go forward, we will rely a great deal on the individual scholarly expertise of all faculty and researchers on the campus, and so this is the foundation on which that's being built. So it's an add-on rather than instead of or in competition with. We will also be resourcing this in multiple ways, not just FTEs, but at the undergraduate level, the graduate level, the student-centric experience, education initiative, as well as a number of other things for undergraduate labs. And you'll hear from Sandy and Kit about ideas of how to use about $2 million set aside to catalyze these initiatives. But in the midst of all of this, we will continue to be opportunistic, and some of the things that you'll hear about today, and particularly from Ralph Greenspan, was an opportunistic thing, the BRAIN initiative that allowed us to jump right in and not only create something at the national level, but actually actively participate in it, and we hope that there'll be broader interest across the whole UC system in catalyzing this. This is just the first of, I hope, many conversations on this and other topics, and we're also trying to develop a process by which we allow our faculty to take initiatives and bring them up, have a dialogue like this, and then forward that for implementation to the administration. So I wish you all the best of luck in this endeavor. I look forward to hearing this. It's also being videotaped, so I hope we'll have an exciting afternoon. I'll turn this back to Sandy.
Thank you, Suresh. And next, we're going to hear from Kit Pagliano, who will share with us a little bit about the goals for today and the agenda and the process. Kit.
Okay, so first I'd like to just thank all the faculty and the chairs and the deans who really worked on this process through its gestation. And there was a fabulous group of faculty who helped select the abstracts, and I see many of them here today. So thanks to all of you, and thanks to those who weren't here. It's really been a pleasure working with people on this. So today the goals really are twofold, or I'll call them maybe our strategic aims. So the first is that we would like to use this discussion to identify new opportunities for collaborative research and education that might bring people together across the different boundaries. And of course, this is a great field for that. And the second is we'd like to gather your ideas about how to make the most strategic investments moving forward to build upon our foundational strengths. So how can we make investments that will really catapult us and take us to that next level? And the kinds of investments we're talking about really are these 80 new faculty positions that are set aside for faculty growth, and of those, 20 are set aside to meet these new interdisciplinary projects. And there are there's $2 million in one-time funds that will be invested to help advance the aims. So what are the goals here? The goals really are to find the smartest way to make these investments, the wisest way, the way that we can really catapult our projects ahead. And so this is where we really need your help, is helping to discuss how we might do this, and also what kinds of things might we be able to do to facilitate interdisciplinary research and education that might not require any investment of funds, but just might require a little bit of a reorganization about how we do certain processes on campus or how we think about education. And so we're really hoping that in the course of today's talk that this will come up. And in fact, the talks today are 7 minutes, and there's 3 minutes set aside for specific questions for the speaker. There's four of these talks every hour, and that leaves us about 15 minutes for these broader a broader discussion of these kinds of questions. And so I'm really looking forward to today's talks. And thank you.